how to do qi movements, qigong movements or meditative movements. The first thing to realize is that the important thing about the qi movements is the quality of the movement itself, not exactly where the arms, legs, and body move to. So your first focus should be on the quality of movement. Firstly, the movement should come from the center. So the shakeout can help you with this. If an arm moves, it should feel like that movement originates in the center. If you bend or straighten your legs, it should feel like that is coming from the center. If the torso moves, the spine moves, you move from the center. This is not necessarily easy to accomplish, but it should be your focus, your intention, to somehow or other cultivate the feeling that the movement flows from the center. The second thing is that your movements should be soft, slow, smooth, and circular. So soft rather than hard or stiff, but also soft rather than limp. The difference between softness and limpness. Slow. You can do the movements fast sometimes, but doing them slow at the beginning is very helpful. Smooth. Very continuous. If you do it too slowly, your movement gets jerky. So it should be very smooth. And then generally the movements are circular rather than angular. An angular movement involves abrupt changes of direction. Changes of direction should always be smooth. Of these four qualities, softness is the most important. You want to try to imagine the softest thing conceivable and let your body feel as soft as that. Softness has a resilient quality to it, like cotton wool. Or the fur on a kitten's belly, or the down of a duck or goose, of a feather. The third thing is that you should feel the texture of the air as you move through it, as if the air were thick and heavy, as if the air were like water or maple syrup. This feeling of the heaviness of the air almost makes the arm and hand streamline itself through the air. That subtle sense of resistance encourages you to use the whole body to move rather than just a local movement of the arm. And also the image of the air as heavy and thick encourages you to find the pathways of least resistance, the most effortless pathways, pretty much the pathways your arm would make if it were just swinging free, but in a slow motion kind of a way. And finally, the fourth thing is that there should be intention, purpose in your movements. That means that without bringing any tension into it, you're aware that you're accomplishing something, you're doing something. So for instance, in drawing down the heavens, you're aware that you're reaching up towards a positive energy above and you're bringing it down through the top of your head. Or if you're doing the pushing away exercise, right? You're aware that you're pressing something out into the distance. So there should be that clear feeling of intention. You're never just kind of waving the arms around meaninglessly in the air. It's always a clearly intentional act, although I want to emphasize it's done without tension. So there is a kind of paradoxical conjunction. that you're moving against resistance, like the heavy air, and you're pushing something away or pulling something down or whatever, but you don't tense up your body. Instead, the movement is guided from the center of your body. So it's a very interesting and subtle and probably unfamiliar state. As you enter more into this state, you'll notice blood circulation increasing first in your hands, then in your arms, and then in the whole of your body. You'll feel warmer. The hands may feel like they're swelling with fluid. Your body may start to feel lighter and more open. It can become even almost transparent. And the feeling of the resistance of the air can become extremely vivid, so that you really do feel as if you're moving through something substantial and solid. You may become much more aware of the space all around you. Space around you becomes more apparent, and your body becomes softer and more permeable. At the same time, you might feel an increased sense of grounding, of a tremendously powerful rooting in the ground, which is the counterbalance to the lightness and openness above. If you're doing any of the exercises and you have a clear impulse to begin to move in some way that has a different form and shape than the exercise that you were doing, then go with that. Be sure to maintain the rootedness, the long spine, and the lightness of the head. But if your body seems to want to play and dance in space in different ways, that's great. That's really important to go ahead and go with the movement. A word about the breathing. You shouldn't try to control your breathing to make it conform to the movements. You'll find that it naturally has a tendency to do so. So quite often when the arms are going up, the breath will come in, or when the arms are pushing away from you, the breath may come out. But there's not one definite set way of doing it. And the last thing that you want to do is to make yourself feel any sense of strain, breathlessness in the breathing. The breathing should be just natural. When you do the exercises for a while, your breath may well settle into a very comfortable, long rhythm harmonizing with the movements, and that's good, but it's not something that you should try to force in any way. One last thing to say is that it really is very useful to do the movements a number of times. If you just do the movements 3 or 4 times, your body doesn't really have time to settle into this, what some people call the Qigong state, settle into this special state. You may need to repeat a movement, 30 times or so before you start to really get a feeling for it. So I would encourage you to, from time to time, and ideally every day, do at least one of the movements 30 times or so, so that you really begin to feel what's possible with this. As you become more familiar with this state, you'll find that it's something that you can evoke anytime, anywhere, in the midst of any kind of activity that you're doing.